And as our next speakers are coming up to the dais, I just want to introduce Art Anderson. He's a shareholder with Winstead. We have Robert Brown he's a founding partner of Brown and Hoffmeister. Both these gentlemen have learned and forgotten more than I will ever learn, forget, or whatever in my entire lifetime. They speak often, they write often, and they've been practicing for a while, and they're going to teach us today about regulatory takings. So welcome, Art and Robert.
Good morning. Our firm represents primarily builders and developers in land use cases and application, and Robert's represents governmental entities for the most part. So we're going to have a little bit of a different perspective. We used to have a kind of spirited point counterpoint, if you remember Saturday Night Live back in the day, but I think as we've gotten older, more gray hairs, we finally kind of come to a consensus on a lot of these legal issues. We're going to cover a whole lot of ground. So if we don't get to something or if you have questions, we'll be available after the presentation to talk with you. So when Jim talked this morning with regulatory takings, exactions law is kind of a subset of that. And as you can tell, it's basically you're processing a plat, a building permit, whatever, when there's a condition put on that the governmental entity basically decides is important as part of the approval process, then that's when the exactions case can arise. You know, both the U.S. and Texas constitutions both say you can't take protected private property from if it's going to be put to public use. And so a lot of these things involve infrastructure, dedications, things like that, that will be owned by the city, for example. So you're putting it to public use. What is eventually come out is that this covers a lot of things. And when it started back in the 87, and most of y'all probably know this, so I'm going to skip through it, but the Nolan case was out of California. Supreme Court said that the California Coastal Commission was not authorized to require a beachfront owner to dedicate a beachfront easement just because he's modeling his house, right? There's no nexus there between people walking across the beach in a remodel of a house. The next one they followed up with was Dolan. So that's kind of the first test. Is there this nexus? And Dolan basically said, in addition to that, the government needs to prove up that there's a roughly proportionate exaction based upon the impact by the development. The federal case law kind of goes dormant for a long time. And the reason is under Williamson County, the federal court said you have to go exhaust your state remedies before you go to federal court. So for example, in Texas, we have the ability to file an inverse condemnation case. So Texas catches up and basically passes the Supreme Court relatively quickly. So this is probably the primary case in Texas on exactions law. There was a nexus because they were required to build two lanes next to their development. Cars are gonna use those, right? But the question was, is it roughly proportionate to require the developer to pay 100% of that cost or not? So the TIA, as you see, shows 18%. Developer says, I should only pay 18%. There's discussions about, are there other methodologies than that? Can you take into account the impact on the entire road system? And the Supreme Court said, yeah, probably so. However, they didn't do it here. So basically, they had to reimburse that amount. And I think most of the case law, the situations that we have, involve more this methodology than it does anything else. So the Miramar case, most people haven't heard of it, but it is the only case that I know of that is an exhaustive, going through like more than 20 exactions involving the city of Coppell. It's a Dallas Court of Appeals case in 421 Southwest 3rd 74. And this is just part of the exactions they did. And so you kind of agree.